Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney,
but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world. So now it's time for our guest of honor, Joe Cirillo. I've had a chance to speak with him on and off. What struck me, Joe, is you have the presence of an entertainer.
Oh, thank you.
And tell us a little bit about the businesses that you had and maybe how that led to your celebrity career.
Well, if you want to say businesses, I was a police officer for 20 years in the NYPD, and I became an actor after that. So I did a lot of acting. I was in The Godfather, Ghostbusters. I've done a lot of movies. And when I sort of gave it up, I didn't give it up completely. Coming back to New York, I figured I had to do something else. I started my own security business. And when I started the business, it was just for film and for movie stars. What we would do is call the production office, and they said they were going to shoot on 85th Street or something. They were leaving the equipment, and I would put men on that to guard the equipment. Whenever they had a big star on the show, they wanted security for the big star, and I was the one that got that job. So I've been with many, many, many big stars, and the business went very well. I became friendly with a lot of them, and I also wrote my own autobiography where I tell little stories about each one of them. And from my business, a lot of other friends of mine started their business. They said, wow, Joe's doing good. So we became friendly competitors. We never fought over who gets what movie and who does this or who does that. I was pretty good with the guys. I didn't charge more than them, or they didn't charge more than me. So it was pretty good. If they wanted to go with that company, they went with that company. If not, they came to me. But I was the one who really got most of the work.
That is awesome. And I feel the kind of the same way. Like if you have a business and someone else has a similar one, no two people are going to do their business the same way. And I'm coaching people on podcasting, and there's lots of podcast coaches out there, but I'm like, you know, work with the person that you feel comfortable with and connect with, right?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
And the other thing I want to ask you, though, you kind of glossed over something, Joe.
What's that?
How do you go from being a police officer to all of a sudden being in a movie? Like, how did that happen?
Okay, so I was assigned to the Museum of Natural History. That was my post, my beat, whatever you want to call it. I was there for 7.5 years. But during that time period, across the street from the Planetarium Museum is the Beresford Apartments. There's a big apartment building. And in that building, a lot of celebrities lived. There was Stephen Eady, Alan Funt, Mike Nichols, who was a big director, producer. He was a comedian at one time. Well, anyway, I befriended most of these people. And I was with Mike Nichols a lot. I did him a couple of favors. He did me some favors. One day, while I was in his office, Mike Nichols said to me, "How would you like to be in the movies?" And I said, I'm not an actor. He says, "Don't worry, we'll make you one." So he set up an interview with Paramount Pictures, and I did go down for the interview, and I was interviewed by a woman. She was a casting director, and the first thing she asked me, she says, "What makes you think you can act?" I said, "I'm a cop. We're the best actors in the world. We're doctors. We're lawyers. We're Indians." And she said, "You're right," and they gave me a small part in The Godfather.
That's great. That's great. Joe Cirillo, actor, writer, producer, and former New York Police Department officer. What childhood experience did you have, Joe, that motivated you to become an actor?
I was a young boy. I loved the movies. And I remember like pitching pennies or gambling, you know, as a kid. And as soon as I had the money to see a movie, I secreted it in my shoe or my pocket. Then I'd say, "I'm broke, I'm finished." And then I would run to the movies. I literally was going to the movies almost on a daily basis. And also on the weekends, I used to spend 5 or 6 hours in the movies. They had all kinds of shows on. I guess you heard this before. Two movies, a Western, newsreel. There were so many different shows, cartoons, Three Stooges. Anyway, I spent a lot of time in the movies. I loved the movies. I never thought of becoming an actor. I would have loved to become an actor. But then it happened. It happened in a strange way, but I did become an actor. I also went to school. I went to the HB studio. In fact, Antonia's here. She also went to the same school. She also went to the same school. And then when I went out to the West Coast, maybe I should tell you about that, how that happened. The Kojak series was the number one show back in the 70s. They filmed in California at Universal Studios. It was called New York Street, so it looked like New York. And then they would go out in the streets of L.A. and film. And they decided in 1976 to film the whole series in New York. And at that time, Kojak was the number one show. And Telly Savalas, the star, he was the number one actor in the world. So what they did, when they came to New York, they went to the police commissioner. And they said to them that we're coming to shoot for a whole year. And we want a police officer to be his bodyguard who has knowledge about movies. And they said, we have the right guy for you. And they gave me that assignment.
Hanging out with TV royalty. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I do want to go back to something that you said that I think is super important. And that is, somebody said, here's an opportunity. You should grab it to be an actor. And you said, well, I'm not sure I'm a good fit. And they're like, do it anyway. And you did it anyway, and it worked.
I would try anything. I never considered myself a writer. And here I am. I've got an autobiography. I've got over 10 screenplays. I write articles for newspapers. I write articles for magazines.
You really have to carefully look at the opportunities that are presented to you.
And I'm glad I grabbed my opportunity.
Speaking of acting in TV shows, how close is Law & Order to what you actually experienced?
Ah, that's a good question. Let me say this. My partner in the radio car, Jerry Giorgio, was like me. We rode together. We've been in so many different situations. He became the person that gave the stories to Law & Order.
Oh, my
goodness. Jerry Giorgio, yes. And I was with the Kojak. So both of us became actors, and we both supplied stories for the different shows. But Jerry Giorgio was a famous detective, and he said he didn't get along with Mr. Wolf. Yeah. My job was out there to protect the public, and that's what I did. I got to know everybody on my post. I got to know civilian people. I became friends with them. Each storekeeper on my beat, when I was a foot cop, they all knew me. I went into every single one of them, spoke with them. If you need anything, I'm here to help. So a big value was just being a cop to help everyone. That was a big job. Today, I'm not sure if it's the same way. Then we had nothing. We had no vests. We had no radios. We had no automatics. We only had a nightstick, a billy in our back pocket, and a whistle. If we had a problem on the street where we needed help, we either had a bang the nightstick on the curb, and hopefully the guy in the next post would hear it, if not, blow the whistle, and somebody would come over. We had what they call boxes. So when we turned out from the precinct, we would get a number, 22, 32, whatever it might be. 32 minutes past the hour, you called in, and they either gave you an assignment, but that was the check to see if you were okay, of course. In addition to that, we had the sergeant in the radio car come around, check the post, and we called it a C. He wanted to see that you were on your post, you were doing your job, and that you were safe. So that was, and today, they've got everything. They've got computers, they've got vests, they've got helmets. We had nothing of that. And yet, I would honestly say, we were more respected then than the police are today.
Wow. Well, we have to take a commercial break, but Joe, it's really fascinating to hear your stories. Stay tuned. Passage to Profit, back with more Joe Cirillo right after this message.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. That's 800-980-1761.
Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Joe Cirillo. We have just been having a great conversation with Joe. We've talked about his past career, how he climbed the entrepreneurial ladder into different things. And now we want to get into what Joe's doing now. Joe has a book that's been out for a little bit, amongst many other projects. So maybe we start with Joe's book. Tell us about your book.
Okay. This is my autobiography, An Offer I Couldn't Refuse, From the NYPD to Hollywood. Yeah, I wrote that, and it tells you everything from a young boy to almost present day. Also, I have a cooking show. I shouldn't say I have it, but my son was the one who's the chef. I produced it. I directed. We did several shows, cooking shows. When we did the first couple of them, I gave them to people at the Food Network, and they loved it. They said, but it's no different than any other cooking show. You have to come up with a gimmick. So we came up with a gimmick. My son started a show called Feeding the Starving Artist. That was the name of the show. The difference between the other cooking shows and our cooking show is that what he did was invite people that are starving artists. Like, we had a group in Nashville, Tennessee. They're trying to get a big break singing in the, you know, in big time, of course. And we invited them up to New York. We flew them up to New York. They came to his house, or my house, actually, and they sang and they did their show, and my son cooked for them. So that was one show. Then we had another group, a rap group, did their thing, and my son cooked for them. So it's really a show where people are trying to make it in the business. They can't make it, and they're going to go on the cooking show, and they'll do their thing, and my son will do the cooking.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That particular show, we had someone from NBC. I remember they were all interested, and I don't recall exactly what happened, but we backed out of it for some reason.
Definitely. Well, the entertainment business is a tough one, right? I mean, you've had a lot of success, but
yes,
it's not always as easy. And you,
no,
if you want to make it, you have to keep trying.
You know, I produced shows in the past, and I used my own money. But, you know, when you're going into a movie, you're talking in the millions, so that's where you need someone to help you. So what I'm looking for at present time is try to get an agent that would represent me. I've got one Broadway show because one of them is I can't use. I have a lot of music from the original Broadway show that singers can sing if they wanted to. I got a lot of good ballads. Everyone that's heard the music loves the music. The musical that is ready, it's all set to go. I have the music sheets. I have copies of the music. We have a video. It's available if an agent wants to listen to it. I would give it to them, and they could represent me there. Or possibly I have a Christmas song that was published. I know a lot of entertainers are looking for Christmas music. If you're looking for one, I have a Christmas song. And I think you'll be truly surprised to listen to what I've written.
You told me a story before the show about how you did this incredible show and wrote the music and everything for Broadway, but because of a copyright issue, you could never use it.
Yes. Back in the day, like I said, they knew about me being a cop who was an entertainer. They wrote articles on me in the Daily News, musical cop, so on and so forth. And the producer from MGM saw this, and he said, he came over to me on my beat, my post, whatever you want to call it. And he said, I read about you, and I thought it would be interesting if I got you, a New York City cop, and a minister from Chappaqua, New York, to write a Broadway musical. I said, wow. So he had me meet this composer, the minister, up in Chappaqua. And we sat together, and we talked about what we possibly could do. And we came up with making the movie Marty, which was 1955, won the Academy Award for Best Movie, Best Actor, won 3 awards. So what I did was I went to the library in New York. I got the original script, and I started to look at it. And I said, wow, here's a good spot for a song. Here's another spot. And I came up with 30 sets of lyrics for songs. I got together with the composer again. He said, let's go to the piano. We went to the piano, and I said, gave him the lyrics, and I said, this is how it should sound. I had the music in my mind. But he said, no, I'll do the music, you do the lyrics. Then we sit together, and we change them. So we came up with 30 songs.
That's pretty amazing. So where is it right now? I mean, you've got...
It's just laying there.
It's just laying
What happened was Patty Chayefsky would not give us the rights, and I had quite a few people speak to him, including Mike Nichols, his office. And they spoke to him. He said, no, he didn't want to do it as a musical because if it was a failure, they would always remember it as a failure and not the Academy Award winner.
Maybe it could have made the music even more famous, right?
Well, so, I'm sure. Right? I'm sure.
The whole program.
You know, in those years, if you recall, whenever there was a great musical on Broadway, all the big stars recorded the numbers from the musicals. It's not like that today.
Joe, it's been absolutely fascinating. Thank you for sharing so much about your career and your life. I just love your stories, and I love the way you tell them. We have to move on now to intellectual property news, but how can people reach you if they want to contact you?
They can reach me on Facebook or on my email address, joactor27@gmail.com.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.